This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Not often that I come to these microphones and talk about something being better in Minnesota than it is in North Dakota. Fair statement?
Fair statement, yep.
I'm a Minnesota boy, you know, as is Todd.
I escaped in the 80s.
So we weep for Minnesota and the direction it's going on so many levels, although western Minnesota continues to be of like mind of those of us here in the great state of North Dakota. But here's the thing that is now better in Minnesota today than in North Dakota. They have tightened their law regarding passing lane lollygaggers. You know what I'm talking about?
That's a good one. Yes.
Yeah, you know what a lollygagger is, don't you? The one in the passing lane? The kind of person that says, well, I really don't like how I want to slow this car is going, so I'm going to go over here and I'm going to inch my way by them. I'm just going to slide
up
a little
bit. I'm going to be the pace car.
And before you know it, you got 15 cars in the passing lane that are, you know, stalled out. And somebody in the middle of that, you know, group, you know, has a kind of a road rage moment and then zooms over to the right lane and back in front of them and right in front of them, and you got NASCAR going. It's accidents waiting to happen every time, and now in Minnesota, they can pull you over and ticket you for that because you're causing a traffic hazard. Thank you very much. I'm guessing it's also technically illegal in North Dakota, but they don't have the law that makes it, you know, the kind of thing where they're pulling people over. I don't know. I got to find out next time we have trooper talk. But I'm just going to say it right now, Minnesota, you got it right, because if there is a more annoying traffic habit than that, I don't know what it is. That's number one on my list. This is the passing lane. My wife and kids have heard this many times because I just talk to nobody in particular when it happens. We are in the passing lane. Your job is to move. If you want to drive, you go over in there, the driving lane. They don't hear you, but you know, you still say it.
Doesn't stop you, right?
No, it doesn't stop me.
Yeah. You know what gets me is
it gets me like, here he goes again. Oh,
most of the time I see it's younger drivers. But when I see an experienced older driver, that's when I'm like, come on, man, really? You know better. You're supposed to anyway.
Does it trigger you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, me too.
Daily.
Yeah.
You know, my ex-wife was always one of those left-lane hogs, and she said, well, I can't really see the lane markers if I'm in the other lane. Then what are you doing driving then?
Yeah, good point. Yeah, get off the road.
If you can't see the lane markers, get off the road.
Now, if you have a more annoying traffic habit than that, you let me know, because I think that's numero uno, okay? Coming up on the program today, we're going to get to your calls in just a moment to find out what's on your mind, and I'll just bet, some of what's on your mind today has to do with our Wheel of Wacky. Yeah, we have it again today, ladies and gentlemen. The Wheel of Wacky is here. We'll spin it and see what kind of wacky we can find from last night's debate. My big question on the debate, okay, but that's the second round of debates now that are done, okay? My big question is the following. Who on that stage last night or the night before would be the toughest opponent in 2020 for President Trump? Like, if you want Donald Trump to be reelected, who worries you? There's a little something in the back of your head goes, it'd be tough. And on the opposite side of that coin, which candidate would be the easiest to defeat? So you just noodle that a little bit, and we'll be talking about that as we spin the wheel of wacky. Michael Lindell is going to be here at the bottom of the hour, the CEO, the inventor, the founder, the man behind the pillow, my pillow. He has a new book out called What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. Love this guy. Absolutely love this guy. Talk about a give-back kind of guy. It's phenomenal. I don't know if you saw this, but last week there were some rumors that he was going to run against Ilhan Omar for the House seat in Minnesota.
Yeah,
there
was. Bring it on.
I know. I was so excited. I don't think it's true, but anyway, we'll
ask. But if we say the rumor 100,000 times, maybe it'll come true.
Yeah, we'll light that fire. I'm with you. And then Kirsten Baszler is going to be here, North Dakota Superintendent of Public Instruction. We're going to talk education in North Dakota. We're going to talk about the Governor's Summit on Innovation Education that's coming up in Jamestown, August 14th and 15th. So all that and more, plus your calls, your questions, and your comments. Carl in Garrison has a comment. Go ahead, Carl.
Hello?
Hi.
How you doing?
Doing good, Carl. How are you doing today?
Good. You know, the Democrats are talking about raising minimum wage. But I put an attack against the and the middle class because, right, I started working in 1970. Minimum wage was $1.57 and I sold it off for 25 or a dime, I can't buy for a dime.
Hey, Carl, I'm getting about every third word from you there. Are you able to get a little better cell signal somehow?
I'm down by the lake. Let me back up a little bit.
Down by the lake. You lucky guy. That's better. That's better.
Well, I'm working. Okay.
Good for you.
All right. Okay. I started working when I was 16 years old in 1970. Okay. Back then, minimum wage was $1.57 an hour. You still there?
Yep.
Okay. You could buy a Camaro for $4,900. You could buy a candy bar for a nickel. You could buy a soda pop for a dime. Fast forward to now, minimum wage $7.50. New Camaro costs you $50,000. Soda pop $2, and candy bar $1.85. All right. Right now, I make a little over triple what minimum wage is driving truck for a company. All right. If minimum wage goes up to $15 an hour, there's no way my boss can give me a $7 an hour pay raise. He just can't afford to give that many people that big of an increase. But that's not the thing that's going to hurt me. My standard of living right now is based on 3 times minimum wage. If minimum wage goes up to $15 an hour, I have to earn $45 an hour to make the standard of living that I'm used to right now. And there's no way that I can get $45 an hour. So they're attacking the middle class and the working guy to benefit themselves, because what's going to happen, if everything goes up, Congress, if their money doesn't earn as much, they just give themselves a pay raise. People on welfare, they don't care because they're still going to get their benefits. Rich people don't care because they're rich. So the person that's going to hurt is the working class, middle class like myself.
I couldn't agree with you anymore. The minimum wage hike is a job killer. It takes out the folks who need that entry-level work the most. They lose the most jobs. That's generally minorities and younger people. So it's dumb, but it's sort of a dog whistle for the Democrats. You know, they got to do it for a lot of union wages are tied to the minimum wage, so they're not making minimum wage. But if the minimum wage goes up, their wage goes up. So they like to play that game, and it's just their way of being populist without any regard for the facts. Because what you described is exactly right, 100% what will happen.
So, like, if anybody feels that minimum wage, needs to go up that much, well, like I said, my boss can't afford to give me $45 an hour. And that's the money that I would need to make to maintain the standard of living that I've worked my whole life to maintain,
No, exactly right, Carl. Well said. Glad you've been thinking about this. Appreciate your call. And just dig into the facts a little bit on this, folks. This is, again, where the Democrats are so dangerous with, we'll solve every problem by hiking the minimum wage. We're going to give people a living wage. First of all, here's my thought. What's the minimum wage? What do I want my minimum wage to be? My minimum wage can be whatever I choose to make it. I'm going to make myself a commodity to people who need what I have. I'm going to be very good at something, and then I'm going to go out and get somebody that, somebody will pay me the highest amount for that particular skill.
That only works in a free market economy.
That's how minimum wage should work.
That's it. There should be no minimum wage.
That's what I
mean. Let the market decide it.
Minimum wage is whatever you decide you're going to take for a bottom for what you do and your skills.
And what you're going to pay as an employer.
And if you're saying, hey, I can't do that because I don't know, I'm a high school graduate, I didn't go back to school. I'll pick up a skill that's taking off. There's all kinds of educational opportunities everywhere.
By the way, Scott, I'll be raising my minimum wage for you guys and the news I do for you.
Very good. Look forward to that.
Can we do that?
Yeah.
Is that a thing?
Jeff and Bismarck.
Well, Scott just said it was.
What's on your mind? Go ahead, Jeff.
Hey, good morning. How are you guys this morning?
Great. How are you?
Good.
Good. Hey, I love the idea of the deadbeat, whatever you call it, driving lane. I just got back from Wisconsin Dells, and it drove me nuts. These people sit in that lane all day, 20 miles people backed up forever. You know, talk about road rage. Holy crap. So I don't know how they're going to regulate it, but God bless them. But something else real quick, you know, you talk about the economy and these deadbeats that want to sit around and they're all about entitlements, that kind of thing. You know, I went through the crash in 2008 and I lost everything in my retirement, the whole ball of wax. I'd stuck it into a business that was actually doing it really well. But we couldn't refinance, retool, do nothing. I was 58 at the time and I lost everything, my house, everything. And so I started over and I'm 66 right now. It took me a long time to get back from that, but I didn't lay down and cry. I kept going, and I've never made more money than I've ever made in my life as I am right now. And so if you want to, you know, make it happen, you can make it happen. You just got to quit crying and get after it.
Exactly. Amen. Right. Yeah.
Yes.
And you know what?
Stellar. Outstanding.
When you do what you did, you feel pretty good about it, don't you, Jeff?
Absolutely. I got 14 grandkids, and I never had so much fun. And I'm still working my ass off.
Exactly right. But you feel good about yourself as opposed to saying, well, I got ripped off in the stock market here, crashed.
Always me. Yeah.
So, yeah, what kind of a government program can I get on? And then you have no self-worth. Great call. Thanks, Jeff. More coming up on What's On Your Mind.
Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO 92.7 FM. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Robot Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, and Pumpkin Fest. We have a vibrant downtown Main Street and a brand new community center with new library, indoor play area, and outdoor ice skating rink. Tioga's average yearly household income is over $73,000 a year and supports nearly 140 businesses. We welcome new business and industries with active community groups that support business environment. Tioga is a driver of innovation and local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, electronics, coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. If you're looking for opportunity, please visit us in Tioga and experience a different point of view. Or for more information, visit www.tiogand.org. That's tiogand.org. We want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your dreams.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free, no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes, and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located at 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Yeah.
Kyle hit the stage at WeFest Detroit Lakes.
Got no money in my pockets.
Sioux Pass Ranch. Me either, Keith. Don't worry about it.
I got a hole in my jeans.
Plenty of those, too. Yeah, for sure.
I don't think he's making minimum wage. Yeah.
Keith Urban. Yeah, he's a talent, isn't he? I love Keith Urban.
It's a brand new.
Very good talent. Has a talented wife, too, Nicole Kidman.
Very.
Yes.
He's an amazing guitar player.
Great actress. Didn't he bring Nicole and the family last time he was at WeFest?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, he did. Yep. Why not?
Sun is shining. Oh, yeah. Billy Currington will be there tonight, too, and Leanne Rimes. So we'll have a little WeFest bumper music for you today. I won't be at WeFest this weekend. I'm not going to be there. In a previous life, I was a regular.
But, yeah?
Yeah, I just kind of WeFested out. I don't know.
We're going Saturday to see Jamie Johnson and Chris Stapleton. I've always wanted to see Chris. Oh, yeah. Big fan of Chris Stapleton. So.
My wife and I went a number of years ago, and we saw so many people in a state of significant inebriation.
Oh, yeah. That's just part of the game there.
I understand that, but we'd look at these people who were, you know, throwing up.
Blotto,
Or just walking around like zombies, and would say, you know, this is somebody's... daughter, this is somebody's son, this is, you know, and I don't know. So we just sort of dialed back our...
I'm kind of
over it, I guess. I don't know. I love the music, but it's kind of not worth all the other stuff. It's not, yeah. Anyway, back on What's On Your Mind. Here's the telephone numbers, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Wheel of Wacky? We got a little Wheel of Wacky?
We do.
In case you missed last night's CNN debate, big question today. Who do you think Donald Trump most fears? Who would be the toughest opponent for him in 2020? And conversely, which candidate would he have the easiest time defeating is our question. Roll the Wheel of Wacky. Here we go.
I found that the secretary, we sat together in many meetings. I never heard him talk about any of this when he was the secretary. Please be respectful. Please be respectful in the crowd.
It's not working.
Please continue, Mr. Vice President.
No, he's not going to.
The fact is, I don't know if you can hear, I can hear, but anyway.
We can hear fine, Mr. Vice President. Please continue.
I don't know if you can hear, I can
freeze
hear.
Freeze deportation! Hear.
Yeah.
No more deportation!
Is that what they were saying? Freeze deportation?
No more, no more.
Why does everybody think throwing a temper tantrum's the answer to everything?
Right.
I heard deportation, that's all I heard, but he didn't exactly handle that very well. My favorite was, please be respectful. Yeah, that's working pretty good there, Mr. CNN commentator. Man.
Yeah, right.
We were going to throw a temper tantrum, but since he said that.
Be respectful that now we're going to shut up. Yeah, exactly.
Good luck with that one.
Exactly.
The Wacky was off stage as well as on.
We are brought to you in part today by our friends at the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. I don't know about you, but I'm a little partial to affordable energy. Because if the cost of energy goes up, guess what? The cost of everything goes up. That's right. It costs more to make everything. So you pay more for everything, right? This makes sense. That baseload energy that coal provides and has provided for decades for North Dakota, Minnesota, businesses, and residents, very essential. That's why we need all of the above. Find out more at SecureEnergyFuture.org, SecureEnergyFuture.org. Okay, couple of answers on Facebook to the question, which Democratic candidate would be the toughest 2020 opponent? We all know heels high Harris don't stand a chance.
Heels high.
Well, what is that? What is that? Oh,
that's a reference to
the.
Her.
That isn't
like slept her way to kind of halfway to where she is.
Well, there's a meme out there too that looks to be a photo of her. in an uncompromising position. But I always think that's, you know, a little suspect, right?
Yeah.
Seemed like Photoshop stuff to me. Did you notice not a single person on the stage at the CNN debate discussed how he or she might increase the incomes of Americans or how to create jobs? Review the tape. It's not there.
Not once, ever. Not yesterday either.
You know what else?
Before.
CNN's asking the questions, right? CNN has been ground zero of the craziness of impeaching Donald Trump and Russian collusion and the Mueller report and, you know, all of this for 2 years. We've been hearing about this, and CNN's been living and breathing this 24/7, right? Nothing, nada, the last two nights about it. Nothing. Support impeachment, you're not. I mean, just unbelievable. Jane says, I think it became pretty obvious that the 2020 ticket will be Biden-Gabbard. She was attacking Harris and defending Biden all night. Gabbard is Tulsi Gabbard. I said she's my toughest. She's the one I picked to be as the toughest opponent, partly because she's a vet. I think they have a veteran. You know, that's a great thing. I'm not big on liberals, but she's not all that liberal on some things. She's pro-life. She's pro-traditional marriage. Those are two very tough positions to take in the Democratic Party, and she does. So I like that. I think Amy Klobuchar is running for VP, too. We have some intel from Minnesota that she's shopping herself as saying, hey, if you pick me as VP, you know what you get?
Minnesota.
Wisconsin. Michigan. You know, all these Rust Belt states. Iowa. I don't know that a VP candidate does that.
The Lefse states.
Yeah.
I like that.
Oh, my goodness. Let's see here. Some texts that are coming in. The proposed referendum on the North Dakota state auditor restriction fell short. Yes, I heard that. In fact, all three of those it did. It shows what the governor has been saying all along. The public overall is absolutely fine with the law, and all the ruckus is being made up by some group of social media fringe group. The small group loses at everything it does, including in the legislature. Hard to argue with your point there, Texter. John in Mercer. What's on your mind, John?
Yeah. I was...
Turn your radio down, John, and this conversation will go a little easier. You won't have to hear yourself coming out the speaker. Yeah. What's on your mind?
I was wanting to make a statement about what I think is going on here.
All right, hang on, John. Don't go away, because we're coming up against the break. We'll have you do it in just a moment. So don't go anywhere. Got your radio down. We'll fix that in a moment. Also, Mike Lindell coming up. Brought to you today by High Plains Apache. These folks know spray application like nobody else. Got some great 2019 models in Apaches, too. HighPlainsApache.com. Mandan Fargo.
Ethanol is very important to North Dakota agriculture. And it's important to Castleton, North Dakota. Morgan Fornes, superintendent of Central Cass Schools, tells us how important the Tharaldson ethanol plant is to Castleton and the region.
Well, we certainly couldn't have done what we needed and what happened here in the last 2 years without the ethanol plant. You know, not only are they a great, you know, tax-paying entity for the community, but the investment in creating a vibrant economy here locally in the city of Castleton and actually regionally with the agricultural community is second to none.
That tax base has expanded the school for 21st century learning, plus a beautiful new athletic facility. But the impacts are community-wide.
The businesses in any community is vital to the success of a community, and the ethanol plant is just a great example of that. Not only the economic power that they bring to the community, but job creation, tax-paying entity, everything along those lines.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Yeah. USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The frontrunner in the field of Democrats running for the White House, Joe Biden, was the target last night of many of the questions and comments from fellow candidates at a debate in Detroit. Here's New York's Mayor Bill de Blasio talking to Biden.
So did you say those deportations were a good idea? Or did you go to the president and say, this is a mistake, we shouldn't do it? Which one?
I was vice president. I am not the president. I keep my recommendation in private.
That drew this from Senator Cory Booker.
Mr. Vice President, you can't have it both ways. You invoke President Obama more than anybody in this campaign. You can't do it when it's convenient and then dodge it when it's not.
A pilot of a Navy jet that crashed in California's Mojave Desert still missing. Seven people on the ground were injured when the jet crashed. The Super Hornet went down during a routine training mission. This is USA Radio News.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
I was sitting there selling turnips on a flatbed truck.
A lot of folks heading for WeFest. That is a legendary country music festival. Out on Lakes Country. I had a place on Sally for a lot of years, and we would just boat there. Take the pontoon and beach it. And,
oh, sure. Over to the campground
there.
Yeah,
a lot of good memories. A lot of good memories, that's for sure. And some good music, some good fun. Anyway, be safe out there. Drive careful and take in the fun. Billy Currington among those playing tonight. We're brought to you in part today by our friends in Watford City. Mark this down. A week from Friday, a week from tomorrow, Ribfest is back. And this is the best of the West Ribfest in Watford City that is just fantastic. They have a whole full day of events, pancake breakfast with the Boy Scouts in the morning, and a street fair, lunch, and then the rib fest really gets cooking about 4 to 8. They have that VIP tent, which is great, and the ribs served up from the public, live music at 6. So check it out. You'll have a great time. Trust me on this one thing. John in Mercer didn't quite finish what he wanted to say, and then we're going to go to our next guest, Mike Lindell, on his great new book in just a moment. John, what were you trying to tell us? Go ahead.
Okay, what I was trying to say is the Democrats are lining up to run for president, right? Knowing their chances are little to none. They're using the position only to convince their illegals and illegals how many things they will be getting if they vote for them. And the reason for this is that when they're ready to vote for the House and the Senate, that's when they're going to ask their voters if they want everything that they promise, they'll need to vote for them now.
Yeah, you boiled it down pretty good, John. That's where we find ourselves, and I've said for a long time, when we get to a point in this country that there are more takers than makers. The founding fathers and what they envisioned for America was a country made up of makers, of people willing to roll up their sleeves and not waiting for a handout, just do anything. But when there's more takers, which of course started, quite the scale with FDR and then, you know, LBJ and, you know, hey, just get them on the dole, enslave people with these programs. And when there's more people that want that than are, you know, so that's who they're talking to. They're talking to and hoping there are more takers than makers. The Democrats don't go say you can do whatever you want to do in this country. They say, hey, you need us. You need voters. So
You're exactly right. That's what's going on. Our next guest is one of my favorite human beings ever. And he is, of course, the man behind the legendary MyPillow that so many of our listeners rely on. And we don't go a week without hearing from them about how great it is. But he also has a great personal story, and he's told us a little bit about that before. Now he's put it in a book. What are the odds? From crack addict to CEO, Mike Lindell, back with us on What's On Your Mind. Mike, how are you?
I am great, Scott. It's been quite a week since last week when we did this pre-launch. It's been amazing.
Yeah, but speaking of that, by the way, I don't know who interviewed you, but I was down at the Mexico-U.S. border with everybody from Steve Bannon to Corey Lewandowski and David Bossy and all kinds of folks that have been around President Trump's campaign efforts. And they were jumping up and down cheering when they heard that you were going to run against Ilhan Omar, the congresswoman from Minnesota. Like, oh, Mike Lindell's getting in the race. That'd be great.
I might move to the 5th District just so I can vote for you, Mike.
Exactly right. How did that come about anyway?
Well, for one thing, I'm not in her district. Let's start there. I actually was on a big national show in D.C., and they asked me about Omar, and I said, and what I thought of her and all this, I said, you know, it really sickens me that she doesn't back Israel or that she's against Israel, actually. And so we went on to talk about that and what she's done, a few businesses that I know of that are near me. And then the next show I went on about 3 days later, they said, they were asking me if I'd ever considered a run for any office that wasn't against her. And I said, if God had me run for office, if I got it in prayer, I would do it in a heartbeat. Well, then another media outlet combined the two stories. And I'm actually last Thursday, I was in, another state somewhere. And all of a sudden my phone started, just going crazy with media outlets calling me going, I guess, you're running against Omar, huh? You're running against Omar. I had to go on Fox and Friends and clear up the story. But it was good timing. I got to, you know, tell everybody. I just moved up my pre-sale, my book. I decided to do it that day because I was on a national platform and the great things it's going to be doing for my Lindell Recovery Network for all the addicts and in the country. And so it worked out pretty good. But it's just a sometimes fake news doesn't work out well, as we know.
Yeah, you were a victim of fake news. I love it. I saw you on Fox and Friends too, cleaning it up, so I knew it was fake news. Tell me a little bit about the recovery network you've been working on, because you've told us about that before, kind of shortly after you had this idea. I love the idea. How's it coming along?
We're really getting close, and that's why I really need help from everybody getting a pre-sale for my book, because proceeds from there are going to go to get this launched earlier. But what it is, Scott, is you're going to go to this website, and it's going to the addict. My sales pitch is to the addict, not to the families of the addicts, and getting you into secular treatment centers that don't work and all this. What I'm doing is the addict will get to my platform. They'll put in their, I'm like the tour guide, and I'll say, put in your age and what you're addicted to. And they'll put that in, and now all these stories are going to come down. We've gathered over the last 2 years thousands of these stories. So we have of all the different drugs and all the different ages. And what it is the commonality of the drug. It's not going to be people's bottoms. If an addict sees somebody, goes, oh, that, you know, they see a story, I was ready to jump off a bridge. Well, the addict either says, well, I'm not ready, or I'm not that bad, or I'm way worse. So, but what everybody does is they know if I was doing crack cocaine, I would explain, I would say, you'd basically say what you didn't like about the drug. What I didn't like about crack was I had to always find baking soda. I was always peeking out windows. I was in the middle of the night going to grocery stores and buying a whole set of silverware when all I needed was a spoon. And now the addict goes, wow, they've been where I've been. But they see that all these people have been set free, and they don't know how. Now I say, hey, you guys, there's your hope matches. Now here's your help. And we have vetted, Scott, 3,500 treatment centers in this country that work. They have a 70% above success rate. And so incidentally, they're all the faith-based, your Salvation Army, Teen Challenge, Union Gospels, all these amazing places that get to the root of the problem where I don't believe addiction's a disease. I believe it comes from childhood wounds, comes from trauma, comes from fatherlessness. All these things manifest into trying to fit in and, you know, and trying to mask pain. And then, so the addict goes into these centers and I say, you guys, I'm going to be waiting for you when you get out. And when they get out, I have paid mentors that so far I'm doing, but I'm going to have, I'm getting other private donors and stuff helping too. It's going to be one of the biggest employers in the country where I'm employing these full-time mentors that in order to be a mentor, you had to have been an addict, you had to have been went through a center, and you had to have Jesus. Now, these guys are you know, $75,000 to $100,000 a year jobs, and they're going to mentor them when they come out, and I'm going to have jobs for all the addicts. And then there's going to be, I have an app that I developed. It's a relapse trigger app. This is really cool. So an addict that comes out, let's say his mentor hasn't went through, let's say his spouse didn't wait for him, or his kids don't like him yet, or Uncle Ray dies, whatever that relapse trigger would be, if his mentor hadn't went through it, he just puts it in the app, and then a 24/7 call center where now the guy that's went through that and he made it through, he gets on the phone with them, and they, he just talks them off the ledge. It's so easy because all it is giving him hope again. And then I'm passing it out to all the churches. That's another part of it. It's massive, and it's gonna go after it right now. This isn't something I've been developing this for 2 years. When I was there, when the president signed the opiate bill, it fits right into what his passion is, what he wants to do to just crush this opiate epidemic in the next 6 years.
In a word, it seems to me that it's hope. You're putting hope in an app. You're putting inspiration, yep, in an app. You're get that spark on that commonality so that then you can get your grips in these folks and then have somebody go on the walk with them that's been there. It's fabulous. Fantastic.
Yeah, absolutely. I've been an addict, so I know, you know, I know what can get them there. And me being a salesman, I got passion behind this because, I don't put out anything out there that I don't have passion, from my pillow to Jesus to the president and now to help the addicts.
Do I remember right your story? By the way, the book is called What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. Pre-order the book so you can help this recovery network, folks, and hear a great story. We all know somebody that's been touched by this in some way, and this is a great resource to inform yourself on it. Did I hear correctly that your drug dealers, the people that were selling you drugs, were the ones that helped you get out of this mess?
Well, that was about a 9 month, the spring of 2008. And what they did is I came out, it was downtown Minneapolis in the hood there. And I came out of the room and all three of the biggest dealers were there and that I had bought drugs from. And they knew of each other, but they hadn't met each other. And they had this intervention. The one guy goes, Mike's been up for 14 days. Everybody, we're cutting him off. I'm trying to argue that it was only 12 days, you know. Well, anyway, they did cut me off. Well, the last guy fell asleep about 2:30 in the morning. So I headed down the streets and I couldn't buy crack anywhere. I went out. I was very resourceful, but I was a complete shutout. Came back upstairs and he's sitting up for me and he said, "How'd that work out for you?" And I'm all upset and he says, Give me your phone. He says, "I'm taking a picture of you for your book." He says, "You've been telling us for years, Mike, that this pillow is just a platform for God and you're going to come back and help us all get out of this addiction and help us all. And we believe you and we're not going to let you die on us." So I would tell them all the time back then prophetically that I was going to come back and help them all. And now to come full circle, two of them work for me, by the way, they're born again Christians. And it's just amazing to see what God's done with both my life and where to be able to help all these people and give back.
And I'll never forget you telling us, "Hey, I got a call from Donald Trump. I don't know what I'm going to go see him about, but he wants to see me at Trump Tower." And you've now obviously great friendship with the President of the United States and helped through the campaign. It's just an amazing story. So it really is. There's no other way to explain it than God put you on this journey. It's fantastic. So folks, buy the book. What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. You got to buy this book.
Yeah, and it's MikeLindellsBook.com.
There's the website to get it, MikeLindellsBook.com. And by the way, Mike has given us the best deal ever offered on radio or TV right now for the two-pack of MyPillow premiums, $69.98. That's going over very well, Mike. You should know. $34.99 a pillow, great deal. MyPillow.com, promo code SCOTT, or call 800-506-9028, promo code SCOTT. Our Sea of What's On Your Mind listeners love that MyPillow. God bless you, Mike. Be safe on the book trail.
Thanks. God bless you, guys. See ya.
Titan Machinery has the most versatile tractors on the market, the new generation T7 series from New Holland. These tractors expertly handle the field work of row crop and mixed farming operations, as well as tough hauling, transport, and utility chores. Nine models from 140 to 3,000 horsepower give you precise control and best-in-class comfort of the Horizon cab. See your local Northern Region New Holland dealer about New Holland T7 tractors today. They give you power, versatility, comfort, and efficiency.
The key to a strong home is a solid foundation, and that starts from the ground up. The team at Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North wants you to know that around here, seasonal changes cause soil to shift, ultimately leading to serious structural problems. One of the most common signs that your foundation is in need of stabilization is cracking in your walls or flooring. Let us help you protect your greatest asset. To learn more, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Joel Morkin of Castleton. The North Dakota Soybean Council is excited to offer our Market Outlook Seminar for soybeans. This one-day program will give soybean producers a mid-season look at the soybean markets and discuss marketing strategies prior to harvest. Dr. Bill Wilson and Dr. Frank Olson will discuss how the season is progressing, the South American crop, world demand, and walk producers through marketing strategies and risk management options for the 2019 soybean harvest. This seminar will be held July 25th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at two locations, NDSU's Commodity Trading Room in Berry Hall in Fargo, and Bismarck State College Campus in Bismarck. Both courses will be facilitated by noted professors Dr. Wilson and Dr. Olson of NDSU. The seminar is free for North Dakota soybean producers, but seating is limited, and registrations are accepted on a first-come, first-served basis. Be sure to register online by July 17th at ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Leanne Rimes, Billy Currington, Keith Urban on the stage tonight at WeFest. Therefore, we have a little WeFest-themed bumper music for you on What's On Your Mind. That's right. Tom in Fargo has a comment. Hello, Tom. What's on your mind? Tom? Tom, are you there? I can hear you.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Okay, perfect. I was just calling, about that. The faith-based treatment thing. I'm a recovering addict. I've been clean for 3 years. I know quite a few addicts. You know, I've been through the ringer for about 15 years of my life. And I can tell you that that is the worst. I mean, if you look around at all these treatment centers, they're almost all faith-based. That is almost an automatic turnoff for most people. And when they get into those treatment centers and they're being told that kind of thing, it's a turnoff, and they get a negative attitude over it because of that. And I just don't, you know, I think we need to look at more treatment centers that are not faith-based.
Well, there are obviously both. But I have interviewed over the years experts on this who will tell you the success rate of treatment skyrockets when there is a faith element to the treatment and the recovery. So they're pretty darn effective. And in my mind, you've talked to jail chaplains about that too. If you are working with a felon that you're trying to get on the road, with faith or without, you know, you have way more success on the faith side. Sorry you disagree or have a bad experience, Tom, but I just think those are the facts as far as the success rate between the two. Appreciate your call. Jim the Flagpole Guy is here. Our chance to catch up with a guy that is crisscrossing the upper Midwest because he loves the flag, he loves patriotism, he loves liberty, and he's giving you a chance to show you do too and put up a quality U.S. made flagpole, flag accessories, and flag itself. Jim, how are you today?
Hey, good morning, Scott. I'm excellent. Did you get the picture I sent you?
I don't know. It to you. Did you text it to me this morning?
Yeah, I did. And it's just our job site. We're sitting here on the side of Devil's Lake on the shore, and we got to put in this big old foundation for a 40-foot flagpole that's so strategically placed by wonderful couple that really put a lot of attention into their shoreline and their yard. And it's like splits the lots, like right almost like on their property line. So both neighbors get to enjoy it beautifully. And just a lot of thought. And I was just thinking about what Mike was saying. And substance abuse has been in our family for a long time and everything. And I'm here to contest that Jesus does save and he does heal. And on that note, you know, that's America. And that's why we do what we do. We all do. We all live our dream. It's kind of hard to live a God-given dream if you're all messed up all the time. And when we live, I believe in our God's best, you know, I get to see the remnants. I'm living in that spirit, Scott. I'm around people that are successful people all the time who not successful in areas that are wrong, because the people that put up a flagpole, they all seem to have that same success. It's just family, self-responsibility, service to communities, each other. And I'm living that. And that picture right there is just my little token of an example of that. I'm living how many people get to be on beautiful lake and observe nature at its beauty, putting up a product that everybody, when they purchase it, there's a spirit there in a community. America. That's all I got to say about that.
All right. It's such a good picture. I do have it here. I'm going to post it on Facebook so folks can see it, because it's a flagpole going up right along Devil's Lake. It's a nice little shot. The beginning, the footings are in. And this is the kind of quality work that they do. It's not, it's better. It's going to be there a long time. So this is the way you want to go. Give Jim a call, 701-571-FLAG, 701-571-FLAG, or online at ndflagpoleguy.com. They have staff waiting to take your orders for flags and accessories as well. So check those out. Jim, have a great day.
Thank you, Scott. God bless you, and God bless America. Good day.
That's right. Texter wants the Wheel of Wacky. Back at it here. You got another Wheel of Wacky for me?
We do. Let's spin it. Here we go. All right.
Cuts from last night's Democratic debate. Let's see what comes up. What do we got? Where is it going to land?
First of all, the president is a racist, and that was just one more example of it. We know that whether it's Baltimore or cities like Detroit, they have, they're tremendously rich in history and culture and also in possibility.
That would be Julian Castro.
All right, that's Obama's HUD secretary, Castro.
Yeah, talking about the racist tweets about Baltimore.
The president's a racist. Is this guy a racist? Roll this Elijah Cummings cut here. See if you hear racism.
This morning, I left my community of Baltimore, a drug-infested area, where a lot of the drugs that we're talking about today have already taken the lives of so many children. The same children that I watched 14 or 15 years ago as they grew up, now walking around like zombies. This is only 40 miles away from here.
Yeah, exactly right, in Baltimore. And that's Elijah Cummings saying exactly what the President Trump said. Hello! For a few years, you've heard me talking about every day made better. I live it. In a hot spring spa from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, Vince Webker, the owner, is here. So, Vince, I'm telling you, nobody should go through a winter like this without a hot tub, a sauna from Hot Spring Spas.
Well, nobody should go through life without a hot tub or a sauna. It actually makes you live better, possibly live longer. It corrects your wellness sins. You do things better by sitting in a hot tub or a sauna daily than you do without, because it does some stuff to the body that we could get into technically. But as I always say, it makes you physically better, mentally better, relationally better. To go through life without one, I think is tough, especially in the Western Hemisphere, where we're 25% more stressed out this year than we were last year, and it's just a way of life. And this thing is a true blue stress reliever.
And great financing right now, 60 months, no interest, 5 years, and you don't make your first payment for 6 months. Plus 12 months, no interest, no payments. That's another option. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, online at hotspringnb.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.